is the Friday edition. The big win for Big Mike, but also a big win for Mike's former team. Nice of the old ball coach to help him out edition. I asked Joe Barry if this season has been gratifying for him, and it has been. I'm still not ready to apologize. I don't think I've been unfair to him. But his group has played winning football edition. And the everything you love about our Friday shows. We got trivia. We've got the green and gold game preview. We've got the weekend preview. We've got prize picks for the weekend. We got Rob Domofsky. We got our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. We got Feel Good Friday. All kinds of fun stuff planned edition of Wildy and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wildy in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, he's the Packers Hall of Famer, the head or figurehead of the Headline Academy, and top performer, lead singer, as it were. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's the protocol? You have people over to the house, and the toilet paper runs out, and you have toilet paper sitting there. As a guest, do you replace the toilet paper or do you not?
I do, yes, for sure. It's like within arm's reach while I'm
it's in a
seated position.
Bucket, like right next to the toilet paper holder deal.
You always replace the toilet paper. Like that, don't mess around with that. Yeah. Mm. You run out of toilet paper, you use the last of it, you put the next roll on unless you can't find it.
What if you run out of wipes? You know, I'm a big fan of the wipes.
And if you can't find the toilet paper, you finish up and you immediately go find the host and say, hey, I just used the last of the toilet paper. Can you tell me where it is so I can replace it?
And then what if the host says, what are you taking huge dumps in my house for, Jesse? How does
the host wouldn't say that. Everybody poops.
Really?
Everybody poops,
is the host.
That's true, Jesse. Everybody does. It's interesting. Okay, so you think it's a unanimous deal? Everybody would replace it?
All right,
it was not replaced, is my point. It was not replaced.
So this is your bathroom. You were the host in this equation. You were not the, for lack of a better term, dumper.
Correct.
Would you like to tell us who the guest was?
No, I don't think that's relevant.
Was it Matt LaPay?
It was. No, it
was. Was it Brian Bulaga?
No, it wasn't.
Is it someone we know?
The question I have
is
not someone you know. It's not Schleppy or any of those guys.
Okay.
So I would say you don't replace it.
What?
I don't think you should be touching and I don't think you should be scrounging around people's houses and doing it. I don't. I think you should let. You should say, hey, you're out of toilet paper. I didn't want to do it. So you could say, okay. I don't think it's your place to do that. I don't.
Wait a minute. So you set us up, we gave you this advice, and then you tell us that we're wrong?
Yeah, I'm asking.
No, you're not.
I'm asking your guys.
You're not.
I'm telling you.
You're telling us.
I'm telling you I would rather you replace it than to not say anything, though. I don't want to go into the bathroom the next day and say, oh, there's no toilet paper left on this little ringy-ding.
You have to be kidding. When you are hosting a party, like you're hosting your kid's birthday party. You're hosting
discussed parties and get-togethers are two totally different.
Okay, so this was a get-together. How many people
this was a
were there? Including
like
the pooper.
Okay.
That's still a meaningful number of people.
That is still enough people where you have enough other things as the host that you're worried about. You have the house that's staying clean. You have the food, the drinks, the entertainment for everybody, the ambiance.
Jesse, my point is the worst thing to do is just leave it and not do anything. That is on my power rankings. That's third. Then I think replacing it and going through, do you go through a cupboard to find new toilet paper?
You just said
let's
there
say
was
it was
within arm's reach.
I know, said. But I understand. But I'm saying not everybody does it this way. Some people put their toilet paper in a cabinet next to the toilet.
Right, that's a different scenario.
Totally different.
No, that's my question. It's not as simple.
That's not
as
what you asked.
Replace it.
I still give it one peek. I still give it a peek. I'm trying to replace it.
Right after Jesse gets done going through your medicine cabinet to see what medicines you take.
Okay, so if it's put away, you don't do it. If it's out exposed, you do it. That's your guys' philosophy.
That is a great summation of, I would notify you if I was ever invited to your home, and I would tell you, hey, you're out of toilet paper, if you kept it locked up in a cabinet of some sort. If you have some sort of, like, you know, the
COVID area,
I was going to say an Egyptian pyramid of toilet paper next to your toilet, and I could just pluck the top one off and put it on the roll thing, I would do that, yes. So that, where do most people, I can't believe I'm asking this question as the Packers get ready to play the defending Super Bowl champs.
Big game.
Where do you think most people store their additional toilet paper? In a readily available bucket or inside some sort of cabinet?
So I think the old days, you used to put it right on the back of the toilet. You'd put one roll right on the back. And that's
like a doily thing covering it that your grandma's knitted?
Now what you're seeing, and I think we do this, is there's like these steel buckets that are kind of decor that you put in the bathroom, and then you put the toilet paper in that. That's another option that people have. And then it's under the sink is usually where people put it. Those would be your three hot spots as far as where you put toilet paper. But the problem is you have to make sure that you've stocked it, because typically there's one spot that you stock and then you replenish as you need to in your various bathrooms.
So have we helped you or not?
Kinda.
Were you upset with the people last night?
No, I wasn't upset. I was not upset. It was just a case where this morning I saw it and I thought, that's interesting. I wasn't the last person in there, and the toilet paper roll was just the cardboard. That was it.
But you don't want them. But you just said you didn't want them replacing it.
Yeah, I'm not mad that they didn't replace it, but I was just curious because, as is the case with my life, I try to bring it to the show, and I'm intrigued if I'm a outlier here or if it's normal.
We're not criticizing you for bringing it to the show. We're just trying to understand, man. That's all.
No, I wasn't anticipating you criticizing. I'm just saying, you said, are you mad? I said, no, I'm not. Well, then I think you were implying, what the hell are you even talking about it for? And that's why I was bringing it up.
So just so I'm clear, guest X goes potty at the Tauschers, uses up the toilet paper, and
the Badgers outsider.
But just by a stroke of good fortune, has just enough toilet paper to complete his or her duties.
Must have just finished, yeah. Yeah.
And did not notify you that the toilet paper was out,
nor
did they replace the roll?
Correct. Correct.
Is this like a whodunit situation? Like, do you have a
clue?
Do you have a pretty good idea who it was in the bathroom with the toilet paper roll?
That's Derek Blakeslee with the Charmin in the half bath.
I did not really. I mean, obviously, it's pretty limited who it could have been.
Someone in this house.
I had not thought of. And but again, I'm not mad about the whole process. Because then you also have to look, if you're going to put it on there, some people go clockwise with their toilet paper, and some people go underneath.
That could be a clue to who it was, yeah.
That's where the last thing you want to do is put it on there and have it going the opposite way of what the host of the party is, the get-together is doing.
That's not the last
why you don't
thing
mess with it.
You want to have happen. I would rather have toilet paper available to me, even if it's fed under instead of over, than not have any toilet paper
Very
when you
much.
Go to the bathroom.
Are you an under or over?
Over.
I'm an under.
Over.
Jesse?
I'm an over. And I grew up an under. I made the switch in my adult life, and I prefer the over.
Oh my gosh.
Interesting.
I converted.
Interesting. Okay, I think more people go over, but if you look at it from an E standpoint, it's under all day. All day, every day.
I don't know what the conversational segue is from this. Can someone help me?
Well, I do. So, Jesse has come up with a good idea. I don't know how you're going to execute this, Jesse, today. Our talk and text line, we're having some issues, correct? Is that a fair assessment?
Yes. For to keep it as basic as possible, the text portion of the talk and text line is temporarily down. Well, you can still call the show, but the text line is down.
So what I'm hoping for, and obviously with our Digi only and with our digital, we're ramping up Digi, right? Jason's been a big proponent of the Digi.
Big supporter, yes. So we're going to give Jesse's phone number? People are just going to text Jesse directly?
I don't know how this works, Jesse. People go on YouTube and you can chat on YouTube? Is that – I'm not a YouTube guy per se. How does that work?
Oh my! Yesterday it's Instagram. Today it's YouTube.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Welcome really to 2023,
Jesse.
Boys.
All right, so Tausch,
Mr. Digi,
when you watch videos on YouTube live, you can use the little chat box that's located either to the right of it or below it, depending on what platform device you're using to watch, and you can chime in with what's going on the show in the chat.
Oh, that's fun.
So
interactive.
Say, leave your
very
comments in the chat is what a lot of the cool kids say. Leave your comments in the chat. So what we want to do today is direct everyone, instead of the text portion of the text line, over to YouTube and leave their comments or their questions in the chat.
All right.
But there's another layer to this. From my understanding, Tausch's idea is that every 10 minutes, no matter what we're talking about, no matter if we're making a very germane point to the game, an insightful statement, perhaps a prediction of the future, since I'm told around here.
Nobody does any predicting or analyzing. Nobody does that.
Analyzing is different. Predicting is different. No matter what's occurring on this show, other than a commercial break, which we occasionally take, but usually not on time.
And I guess we could, in theory, do it on the video stream exclusively during the break.
Yes. Very good point.
That actually would be kind of fun. I call it the Digeruption, is what I'm calling it. Digerupt us. What do you guys think?
Not bad, I guess.
Not good, but not bad. So every 10 minutes, no matter what we're discussing, we're going to interrupt programming but it has to be in the form of a question. So we actually give some content.
Jesse has leeway on this, yes.
We'll review the YouTube comments. It'll mostly be questions.
It's like, so Jesse, it's like the talk and text line. Occasionally we'll see a bunch of text pop up on the screen. I love it. And then I get interrupted. You know how my mind works. I'm like, what was that? Oh, Jana in Pittsburgh just said that. Well, Jana, let me explain. And instead, because I'm not going to be on the YouTube channel, I don't think, maybe I'll jump on there too. Jesse will digerupt us, and we'll go about doing it that way.
Okay. The only question I have here is that I think you're missing a very important point about interruption on the show. And that is, you do it all the time.
Only I do it. That's
and
true.
When I do it to you, you get pissed because you're worried about forgetting your point. You do.
I don't
just
get pissed.
Just acknowledge that you do, and then we'll move on.
I don't get pissed. I get frustrated.
I'm sorry. My fault. Yes, you get irritated and frustrated, not pissed. So you are going to be the interruptee, as opposed to the interruptor.
Probably. Yes,
so you
probably
better have your little boogie board to take notes of what you were in the middle of speaking about if and when that interruption arrives.
Yep, got it. It's
lots of ideas there. You better write smaller based on how much space you have left with all those other good ideas.
I know. That's the trick.
All right, so I am going to interrupt this discussion. to have you unveil the December read.
I'm nervous.
There's a lot of anxiety going on with today's show already. Here's what's going to happen. Join us on the YouTube channel if you're so inclined. I will tweet out the link as well. And we'll, Jesse, are you going to post the YouTube link on Facebook so people can use YouTube instead of Facebook for the video?
Yeah, we'll get that shared from all of our social
all
platforms.
Right. So that way people can get in on the conversation there as we work to
resolve. Can I do that off of Twitter too, Jason, Jesse? Can I do that off of Twitter?
I can tweet out the link to the YouTube stream.
We'll figure it out. Just
speaking
like we'll figure
out
how to do this December read. And I'm nervous. You guys know I get nervous. I finally catch my groove.
Yeah.
Crushing it in November. Had a great November. And you know what? Santa. Oh, Santa's coming to town. Santa's been talking about a very special gift that you can unwrap.
Well, this
now,
again.
We're doing the baby talk again?
But pay for a year. Just wait a second. I have to make sure I got this right. So you buy a gift now, you can unwrap it, but you don't have to pay for it for a year and a half? That can't be right. I'll call Gina later. But pay for it a year and a half later. Let Pella replace your leaky windows and doors while you put no money down, make no payments, and no interest. And this can't be right either with interest rates the way they are. You get 18 months of no interest? Huh? That is incredible. Pella's elves install year-round and can finish installation in as little as a day. But hurry up. This incredible deal ends on December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
And you can call Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and you can ask for their help if you're Christmas shopping.
The evolution of this month is going to be something.
Did your elves show up to the Haas today?
They've been here for a while, but we have kind of lazy.
I thought it was always December 1
Our elves show up when they want to show up. They're kind of their entity unto themselves.
Varies by county.
They're a little inconsistent in their movement around the house. It's odd that some days they're in the same spot they were the night before, which is odd. But otherwise, yes, they are here. And we also have the Mensch on a Bench, which is the Hanukkah version of the Elf on the Shelf. He also joins them. So we got a whole little group that
hangs
out together.
Does the Elf and the Mensch ever get, like, jealous of each other? Who's getting more attention? What's happening?
They play the dreidel song. They all get along great. We're really lucky to have such great chemistry among our elves and our Mensch. Just like we have great chemistry
in today's society. Very rare.
As long as someone's not overstepping their bounds and changing the toilet paper roll and digging through your closet. All right, so we're getting close to the first Did You Interrupt Us? And the answer would be yes, you did interrupt us with your comments on the YouTube page. So we're going to do that whether we're in commercial break or not.
Oh, boy.
Jesse's already overwhelmed.
So are we going to stay on camera during commercial then?
These are the kinds of... I love you. I do. But when you have great ideas...
I told you guys yesterday.
Yeah, but remember
I said
when,
it yesterday. Don't act like I put this on you today.
Remember when we had Gordon Flesh and we did the Flesh It or Flush It, which you
flush
do on the
on
the post-game show. I feel like that was one of the details that could have been fleshed or flushed during the creative process. So we'll all find out together.
We're staying on camera for this first commercial break because it's our time to shine anyway. So we're staying on camera for the first break.
If you're listening through terrestrial radio or just streaming the audio, well, you're missing out. But maybe not on much. We're going to find out on YouTube coming up. More across all of our platforms of Wilde and Tausch is straight ahead. Stick around.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Well, if you joined us on YouTube, of course, it used up my time for tweeting out the YouTube link because we were discussing toilet paper storage. Well, I was. Suddenly there is no commercial break, and if you do have to use toilet paper because you have to go to the bathroom, you're gonna have to plan things around this as well. But our first digi-ruption on the YouTube feed has occurred. If you missed it, if you're just listening in the car, that's okay too. We appreciate you. But Tausch is very excited. He's gone all digital. All digi all the time. Did you like it or did you not? Our first
I did foray. You liked it. Yeah. Did you liked it? You know, Jesse, what I did you did not like last night though? And I don't know. Sure. I have no idea. I haven't looked at the
show sheet.
I watched what a great Amazon game last night. Amazon
best
games
one yet.
Have stunk all year.
Dude,
yeah, by
there
far.
Were no punts. Zero, only like fifth that. Time in NFL history that's happened. Entertained.
That's almost
and Norman hated it.
It's
yeah.
a punt. It's a puntagami, am I right? I thought it was just a fun game, a lot of points, but it's somebody I don't know who on Twitter tweeted at, because I tweeted this out last night. It was 3-point game, minute 40 something left. Seattle had no timeouts. I would much rather go for the jugular. Mike was going, and he threw it. He threw a pass into the end zone. It fell to the ground, and then you ended up kicking a field goal to go up six.
Correct.
If Green Bay's in that spot, fourth and two, I think it was fourth and two or fourth and three, I want Matt LaFleur going for the jugular. I don't want to give the ball back to Pat Mahomes with a minute 40 left down six. I want them going for the jugular to get the first down and be done with the game. Because analytically, you're down six. If it's a 3-point game, the odds of you going to overtime are obviously much higher. But I also think there's a part of the other team that if you're only down three, they maybe will end up settling for a field goal like we saw Nebraska do. I want, and I don't know what the analytical analysis of it is, I want you jugularizing people, bludgeoning and jugularizing. If Matt LaFleur is in this spot Sunday night, I don't want him run, kick the field goal, go up six. I want you going for the jugular. And I thought Mike should have last night. I thought they got lucky to get out of there winning.
All right, so of the second guessings that could have occurred here, going for the jugular by throwing it into the end zone on third down.
I didn't like that either. Throw a 5-yard.
Well, isn't that jugularization and bludgeoning?
First
and
down's a jugular.
Cleavering?
No, in that case, Jason, first down is the jugular because they don't have any timeouts. You run the ball.
But throwing the football at all is jugular. What are we calling this again? Jugularization?
You can call it whatever you want, yeah.
Well, I'm going to call it stupid, and I love Mike.
Okay.
But you run off 40 additional seconds if you just run the football. And so I know we're all big on aggressive now, right? Everybody wants to bite kneecaps now. Everybody wants to be Dan Campbell. One of the reasons why the Green Bay Packers won on Thanksgiving is that Dan Campbell, we were talking to Rich Bisaccia yesterday, chose to run a fake punt from roughly the same place they'd run the same fake punt a few weeks earlier, and the Packers were ready for it, and they took over inside Detroit's 30-yard line, and suddenly Christian Watson's in the end zone. And a huge momentum shift occurs. So it's not always, being aggressive isn't always the smart play. And Mike McCarthy last night was aggressive. Whether you threw it in the end zone or threw it past the sticks on third and three, he chose to throw the football. And so instead of getting the ball back with about a minute left after a field goal or whatever they would have chosen to do, they get it back with 143 or 146 left. And again, they were out of timeouts. So sometimes jugularization is not the smartest play. It's more exciting and it's more bold.
But you understand why I don't have a problem. I don't like the throw to the end zone. And in worst case scenario, take the sack. I think this is a case where run a route that you love. If it's covered and they do it upright, take the sack and let the clock run out. Run that 40 seconds. But I want you going and ending the football game. On third down, yes. What they didn't do last night, they went for it. No, I want you going, and this is why I was looking at, on fourth down. I don't want you kicking the field goal to go up six. I want you going for the jugular right there. Don't take a sack, obviously, on fourth down. Go make a play. Go make a play.
Before we get digerupted, what was the result of kicking the field goal, though? Now you have to, they cannot force overtime with a field goal. You're now up six, so they have to go score a touchdown. Right, but you can get beat either way. I would rather have a 6-point lead than a 3-point lead. Like I can't get me to overtime then.
I understand that, but I don't want to give the ball.
What was
to
the
Pat
feedback
Mahomes.
On Twitter? What did people think you were an idiot,
mostly,
or did they agree with you?
No, the analytics said to kick the field goal, but it wasn't by as much. But today's day, especially in a game nobody punted, you got to go finish that thing.
Yeah.
And
in fairness to their defense,
they stopped on
fourth down multiple times.
They did. They made a play. I'm not opposed if you go down and you don't kick that field goal like Mike. I think Mike initially was going for it. He tried to draw him off sides, which everybody's doing now. It's not working. I think the safe play was to do what Mike did. I don't think you can win in this league big time anymore by being safe. That's all I'll say about it.
It's our next interruption.
I think you let him finish his thought first. You didn't interrupt him. That wasn't an interruption at all. That was a wait for a pregnant pause availability moment.
Eric in the YouTube comments, did Jason ever pop out of the laundry hamper to interview Jordan Love?
What a disappointing answer this is going to be.
They moved. He moved. He's not in front of the hamper anymore.
You had 6 weeks and a full off season to do it. You did.
I didn't have a full off
you
season.
You didn't do it.
There weren't
you
that
were
many
nervous
times that we
you
talked.
Didn't want to be.
No, you had it. I needed co-conspirators to make it work, and I ran out of time. I was not expecting the shift in protocols. I was lining up co-conspirators. I had Red Batty involved. I had Tom Fanning involved, and to your point, who has this? Eric.
This is from Eric. Yeah.
To your point, when I told Jordan of my plan, since it had been foiled by moving it, he thought it was really funny. So it would have been it would have been a hit. But again, they decided to move in front of Isaiah McDuffie's locker, which, in fairness to Isaiah McDuffie, is kind of an inconvenience for him. Love's not even doing it in front of his own locker like Rodgers used to. So I think the hamper should have stayed, the hamper sessions, and I would have gotten it done. But they pulled the hamper out from under me unexpectedly. It's the bottom line. I'm not apologizing for this because I was.
You should. You know, you could have done it.
I was in the process of preparing to do it.
I legitimately told you in probably June.
You didn't tell me they were going to move it.
Jesse.
You did not predict. I know you liked that. Right. How was I going to know they were going to move it?
Okay.
I don't predict the future. You do.
Oh, right. No, you don't.
I don't predict the future.
You forecast and speculate, but you don't predict.
But that's actually a pretty good line. I don't talk about the future. I talk about the past. And what a great history Associated Bank and the Green Bay Packers have together. Associated Bank's been there from the beginning, back in 1919 when they all gathered together and planned out the Acme Packers. Well, Associated Bank was there, and they're here now as well with as the official bank of the Packers. But more importantly, yes, Associated Bank Packers checking is great. You get the Packers debit MasterCard. You get 10% off the Packers Pro Shop. But the biggest thing for me, since I have regular checking because I don't want a Packers logo on my card, is that they have the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. They are your hometown bank. They're not some big, huge national bank. They've got their roots here in the Midwest. So check out AssociatedBank.com. Whether you want to go /Packers or not to find out about Packers check, go ahead. But find out more about all the great things about Associated Bank at AssociatedBank.com. All right. I'm a little thrown by our Digis Interruptus, or whatever we're calling it, because there's another one coming, and it will arrive during the Green and Gold game preview. So that is next, but be prepared to hear the horn in the middle of, other than Jordan Love, which player has to be the most important for the Packers? Oh, wait, sorry, I got
your
a
Jesse?
Question about the
is
laundry hamper.
Is that your Jesse Nelson?
What did you think? Was that good or not? No?
Pretty good.
Thank you. Sorry, Jesse.
Turnovers.
All right, so be prepared. Get on the YouTube channel. I am on the cusp of tweeting out the link to that. But you could join us there or just listen over terrestrial radio or on the stream and wonder what the hell it is we're doing. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Joining us on the YouTube channel, if you're able. Otherwise, just keep listening across ESPN Wisconsin or the various streaming platforms. Time now. Oh, come on.
9:40. Did your eruptions on the 10s.
Also, traffic and weather.
James in the YouTube comments. I believe it was yesterday you mentioned Zach Tom could play left tackle next season. Why didn't they switch him over this year with some of the struggles we've had there?
Great question. I think, Jason, you asked Steno a question about this yesterday, correct?
No, I did not ask him that. Somebody else did. I will say that there is part of me, and I kind of made a joke at your and Bulaga's expense, saying, you know, well, right tackle, it's not that important. But it is. And I think the dilemma here, Tausch, is, first of all, he spent all of training camp there, won the job handily over Yash.
And center.
He didn't spend, I mean, he really didn't spend that much time at center, though. Like, it was almost exclusively right tackle work that I think they were just reluctant after all that time. And, by the way, the game has changed from when you played. Like, there are lots of elite rushers, not that you didn't face your share. You certainly did. But there's a hell of a lot of them that like to line up over the right tackle for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And we have seen him stonewall most of them that he's faced. So the question that they have to decide on is, like, next year, do they want to move him to left tackle? Or is he just so damn good as a right tackle that he should just stay put? Because the issue with him, as Steno said yesterday, is, and quote, good problem to have, is he literally can play all five positions. Like, yeah, there are some guys that could try to do it, but he can. To me, if he's happiest and most comfortable and dominant at right tackle, then I believe you can find and groom and prepare someone else to play left tackle for you. I'm not sure it's either of the guys that are rotating right now, though.
Yeah, but there's still, with all the stuff you just said about rushers coming from both sides, your left tackle... The quarterback can see if the right tackle gets beat.
True.
Can't see if the left tackle, and that's where you get Lawrence Taylor, Joe Theismann type injuries. So I always want my best player playing left tackle. I do. And my most athletic. And if that's Zach Tom, I let him have all offseason. And I think most of these guys, Orlando Brown's a great example. He said, I'm only playing left tackle because they want that bread.
Yeah, it's
Zach
true.
Tom's going to want that bread. And he's going to get more bread if he's playing left tackle. So I think if all things are considered, and David Bakhtiari's career is done in Green Bay, like I think most of us think, Zach Tom out to left tackle, I would be more than happy with that. And I think that's the road they should go down.
Time now for the Green and Gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold Game Preview.
Packers-Chiefs Sunday Night Football at Lambeau Field. Guys, what's the big storyline heading into Sunday Night Football? Tausch, you first.
Taylor Swift, is she coming to Lambeau? No, I think this is all about, you know, Jordan Love in the big game. Can he do it again? How's the matchup? You're going to get a good look at how far this team has progressed. You're facing the world champs. You're facing the best quarterback in the league. You're facing the best coach in the league. You want to kind of measure up and see where you're at. That's what this game's about. And it's going to be snowy. It's going to be mucky. It's going to be a ton of fun, and it's going to be a lot of interesting storylines. But to me, it's all about Green Bay Packers. Where are we at? Are we as good as what we just saw against the Detroit Lions? Or is there going to be a little bit of a setback, a little erosion? We'll find out.
Are they ready for it? That's the correct answer. I would have a love-adjacent response and say that it's, are they going to be able to protect Love so he has a chance to be good? It really, because this is... Well, Their blitz package is one of the best in the league. All their pressure numbers are in the top five. And while it's 2 years ago that this matchup occurred with Jordan Love starting with a COVID-19 infected Aaron Rodgers out, that was a cluster in Kansas City.
Yeah, and you said yesterday. Don't even bring that up. That game is so irrelevant.
No. It's not. I don't think the film is germane. But okay. The peril of having your quarterback under siege is germane. And this offensive line's been pretty damn good. Are they going to be able to do that against Chris Jones and all these pass rushers and the blitzes coming from everywhere? Look, there have been teams that have managed to put points up again. I know they're few and far between. But it, as Steno said yesterday, yes, they're aggressive, but there's a lot of man coverage behind it if you're going to blitz. And if there's one thing that I think we can argue that this passing game has been good about with these young guys is it's not finding holes in zones to sit down. It's can you beat your guy? And if you can and get open and they block it up, there's going to be some opportunities. So we'll see if that occurs.
Yeah.
Next.
And, Jason, because I agree with you on the pass rush in Kansas City, what they do, slop is good. Slop is real good when you're trying to slow people down. Slow turf, sloppy, greasy, slippery, slopping around. All stuff O-linemen love to hear when you're playing against defensive linemen.
Next up, the Green and Gold game preview besides Jordan
Waddlin.
Love.
Waddling, Jesse.
Waddling.
Penguining.
Penguining on Lambeau Field Sunday night. Besides Jordan Love, which player is most important to the Packers' success on Sunday night, Tausch?
C. Watt. I think C. Watt and Jason just mentioned it. You're going to see blitzes. You're going to see man-to-man coverage. Let's see you go over the top because you know how you stop all that? Burnt potatoes. We used to always say that when we'd be playing, oh, he's burnt potatoes. Christian Watson's got the capabilities of doing some burning potatoes. DBs are potatoes.
Not toast. Not toast. It was burnt potatoes.
We said
for
burnt
the
potatoes.
Tauscher boys.
Yeah. Yep, burnt potatoes. Christian Watson, big play capabilities. We saw the tone-setting catch against Detroit. He's going to need to make some big plays against the Kansas City Chiefs because of the things that you just mentioned. That's the way to stop that, and good teams, I always remember Bill Parcells said it, and every coach mimicked it. Good teams beg you to blitz them because that gives you the chance to make the big play.
Yeah, he was right about that. I don't know if I'll have the opportunity to pick him as a Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week because he tends to be picked before I get to go, but I really enjoyed our conversation with Tucker Kraft yesterday. Jackrabbit Mama will want to check out Madison.com for a story about him. But what I loved about him is that he used the word fangirl about how he feels about Travis Kelce and that he embraces that. Like, yeah, once the game is kicked off, then I'm focused. But I met him in an elevator. He did not say, Mr. Kelce going down. But he was a fangirl about it, and just like lots of Swifties are. But he needs to play well. I think their tight end situation, I was a skeptic on how well those young guys would be able to play. We saw Luke Musgrave hit the ground running for the most part. Now it's Tucker Kraft's turn for as long as Luke Musgrave is sidelined. Next.
The Packers shock the Swifties and beat the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football if blank. Tausch, fill in that blank.
So everybody's going to talk Mahomes.
Low-hanging fruit.
Everybody's going to talk Kelce. You know what the key, what has been the Achilles heel for this Green Bay Packer, Joe Barry-led defense? What's been the Achilles heel?
Not getting takeaways.
Well, we're not in sync when it comes to me asking you questions. Stopping the run.
Oh!
And it doesn't have to be great running football teams. It's what, look, go ahead and look. What are they, 27th against the rush, right? Detroit, even with
it's
the
true.
Game. That you had the big lead. They still ended up with a buck 40. Pittsburgh with 2+. Atlanta with 2+. It's littered everywhere. And everybody is going to be freaking out. Oh, they don't have Tyreek Hill anymore. They got MVS. I ain't worried about MVS. Now watch MVS pops and goes off.
It's going to be my key to the
game worried,
stopping him.
I'm worried about Pacheco. He runs like a maniac. He's going to be out in space. How are we going to tackle? Are we going to get him down? I don't want to see the Pacheco show on Sunday. I'm worried about this rush defense. I'm worried because of Mahomes. Are you going to even be a little softer with your coverage? How's that all going to play? That's what I'm worried about. You stop Pacheco, you win this.
This is what we signed up for today.
Gee, I wonder if managing the clock will be difficult today.
Zariot in Canton, Ohio in the YouTube comments. When's the Wildy and Tausch merch coming out? Christmas is just around the corner.
That's such a good idea. I don't know. It's above my pay grade, Zariot. Dare we get 565 analytics to start thinking about merchandising some stuff? Maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
I think the key to the game will be handling the off-schedule plays that Mahomes and Kelce are able to make. It's ridiculous how good they are. I love the fact that the Packers had Sean Clifford trying to be Patrick Mahomes in practice. I like Sean Clifford. I don't think their skill sets are necessarily similar, however. So we will see if those off-schedule plays become major factors in this game. All right, that is our Green and Gold game preview. Tausch, tell us about your love of Coors Light before we play trivia and get interrupted in the middle of trivia by a digeruption.
Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Be up at the game on Sunday. You know I'll have a Coors Light in my hand. I won't probably have to worry too much about the cold-activated bottles and cans. I'll just put in a snowbank if it's not there. And I'll make sure that those mountains are blue. That's when I know it's chilled to perfection. That's why it is always Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Time for trivia. The category is Finish the Taylor Swift Lyrics.
Oh, God.
Jesse knows the song 22, so he wants caller 22. But I'm not going to do that because he's got a digiruption to be prepared for.
That seemed like a good idea last night. Yeah.
So let's just do caller 2 instead of 22. So be quick with your dialing. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Trivia, which will get interrupted. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, Tito's Handmade Vodka is there on game day for every fan. Find cocktail recipes at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Time now for trivia. Let's try to be quick here before we get disrupted. Let's welcome in our contestant. No, I don't think we can. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Dan in Cambria. Dan, good morning and welcome to the Taylor Swift edition of Trivia. How do you like your chances, buddy?
I have 0 to none.
You've got a you got a 33% chance on each one.
Yes, I do, and I got an entry already, so.
Yes, so you're already in the running.
That's the spirit.
Question number one, Dan, is this. And again, you're going to fill in the blank when I get to it.
Okay.
So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain. Or about Bucks writer Eric Name. Or Jesse Nelson's best voice is Bane.
I think I got this one. It'd be A.
It's the Eric Name one, isn't it? Yeah. She's saying about Eric Name.
Yeah.
All right. No, you got it. All right. You got one. So now you're up to two entries. Tausch, question
two. I wish I knew these so I'd sing them, but. But I keep a-cruising, can't stop, won't stop grooving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying, A, this world is looking bright. B, it's gonna be all right. Or C, let's make them dance all night.
Well, I would put C in, B in there. That's what I would put.
Strategic.
I think Dan might be. I think Dan might be a Swiftie.
He's a closet Swiftie.
I think so.
Unlike his old neighbor, who's hiding in a closet waiting to kill someone. All right. Question three. Right.
Oh, digeruption time. Digeruption.
Oh,
so close.
Yeah. I thought we'd get it done without it, but okay.
Brent on the YouTube comments. Hang on. Against the heavy blitz scheme that Kansas City uses, I hope Jordan Love can use his legs more than normal. Would you agree, old T?
Oh, I think that's a prize picks question, and I think we're about 8-3 with the more on the JLL. So I'll have to see what the projection is. But you best believe when you have all that blitzing, you get out of that pocket and man-to-man coverage, it's let's skedaddle time. Yeah, I'm going to probably like the more again this week. That would be my guess.
All right, now we return to our regularly scheduled programming. Question number three in Taylor Swift lyrics trivia is this. And you've got a smile that can light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while. Fill in the blank with. Now let's ditch that frown. Since she brought you down. Or time to turn it around.
They all sound good.
They do all sound good.
This has a chance to be the most unlikely perfect day of trivia.
There's no way he's getting it right now because you said that. It's like
a
no-hitter.
Let me try.
All right.
C.
C.
Yeah.
You later.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
C on correct. No, that is not right. It's actually since she brought you down. So there you have it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So she.
Since she brought you down. The girl that you've started dating after dating Taylor Swift.
She's
clearly.
The cheer captain, and you're on the bleachers.
Indeed, you.
Is that one of Taylor's songs? She's cheer
captain.
It's
like one of her most known, most popular, all-time.
I like that song.
You have. How old is Eleanor? 10? 11? How do you not 10? Know at least some of her music?
I know it, but I need you to sing it. I told you that's how I think. I don't process things the same way you guys do.
Well, speaking of processing, Dan and Cambria processed his way through two correct answers. Well done. That means you got three of the possible four entries into the drawing. And I think Jesse's decided to give away tickets to the game on Sunday so you can hang out with Taylor Swift. Isn't that what today's prizes, Jesse?
Nope. Prize pack, per usual, ESPNWisconsinContest.com. Right.
Good luck, Dan. We appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, can I just say one more thing?
No. Sorry, we're out of time. We're going to end up with
not today, Dan.
YouTube interruption.
I actually turned them off.
Oh, I was just kidding.
You got to let Dan finish.
Oh, come
Jesse,
on.
Let Dan finish.
Fine. Fine. He's back.
Okay. All right.
Part of Dan's shtick.
I respect the fact that he stayed even after you turned him off.
Yes. He knows better.
I'm not leaving. Okay. Yesterday, I woke up with my hand all swollen up. It hurt like, you know what. I had a stiff neck, and I turned you guys on, and you were the best pain medicine for me yesterday. Because you made me laugh all morning.
Aww.
So thank you, guys.
Dan, you're welcome.
We
and
man.
The fact that Jesse wasn't going to allow you to say that on the radio
a jerk,
is a borderline fireable offense. But we need him, so we're not going to do that.
All right, get out of here, Dan.
The 10 o'clock hour, which is the best medicine, apparently, we'll begin in 2 minutes, and then it'll be interrupted 2 minutes after that. So be sure to be commenting in the YouTube comments. Ask your questions there, and we'll continue in the 10 o'clock hour. It starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.